Mary Jane Mapes is with us this morning. Mary Jane, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah. Mary Jane, she got our attention with PIGs. And I know when you hear that word or the spelling, you want to say pigs, but we're not going to come right out and say that. But what is the definition of a PIGS?
Well, actually, it could stand for several things, but it stands for a painfully irritating guy or a painfully irritating gal. But we created lists of people. So let's say somebody said, well, mine I call more of a particularly intolerable gas bag. So.
Gotcha. Very good. Very good.
Your own person.
Now, of course, Mary Jane, you know, the wedding season is upon us. This is kind of what we also started talking about, too. And, you know, of course, the time for you hear all the mother-in-law stories. Why are weddings, you know, and other stressful situations make this even harder to deal with these kind of people?
Well, I think because under stress, our body kicks into that fight or flight response that naturally works for us to keep us focused and energetic and alert. But under stressful situations, and weddings are one of those things that are truly stressful. I counted up the other day because I am myself going to be one of those mother-in-laws shortly.
Oh.
There are 100 individual decisions that have to be made, tasks that have to be done, things like that. So when that kicks in, the blood isn't flowing to the brain any longer. It's flowing to the extremities, makes it harder to think, harder to push pause, harder to say, hey, is this really the best response to this situation?
So what you're saying is you're becoming somebody you normally aren't.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I like to think.
So, Mary Jane, how can we do a little self-examination, perhaps, to see if we fall into that category, you as yourself or someone else?
Yeah, well, I have a quick quiz. It's a 10-point quiz. Do you want to hear some of the questions?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, definitely.
Answer like yes to like four or more of these, you probably ought to take a look in the mirror and say,
Pencil and paper.
Aaron. Uh-oh.
So here's one. Am I often in conversations where I feel the need to defend my position?
Okay.
Number two, is it typical for me to get into heated arguments with others?
Rod.
Just look at your own paper here.
Number three, am I sometimes accused of not listening?
Okay.
Number four, there are certain types of people who seem to irritate me. Number six, am I losing sleep or maybe spending too much time over a relationship that just doesn't seem to improve? Number six, do people sometimes respond negatively to my helpful advice? Number seven, are there people in my life with whom I always seem to be at odds? Number eight, do I often find myself blaming others for the rift that exists between us? Number nine, do I find it hard to forgive people who wrong me? And number 10, do I often end up with hurt feelings over what other people say or do?
Wow.
And those are the 10 questions.
Is that right?
So if you answered yes to four more of those, maybe now's the time to do a little self-examination.
Wow. So what if you answer yes to these questions? How do you kind of change that, you know, negative impact? I mean, how do you, you've become aware of it, so how do you change? Like, what habits can you, how do you do that?
Well, obviously, awareness is the beginning of change.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know your blind spots, then it's going to be difficult to change. So I say, number one, get a little feedback from other people and just, you know, people that are going to tell you the truth. Say, how am I coming across? What kind of impact am I having on people?
Mm.
And hopefully they'll be straight with you. And when they're straight with you and they maybe suggest that there's room for improvement, then for Pete's sake, they want to be sure and thank them.
Well, what if Mary Jane, what if they're when they're honest with you, it irritates you? What do you do then?
Well, you probably shouldn't be asking.
So the end result is to do a self-examination of yourself, and in turn you'll be an easier person to get along with others, right?
Well, I think if you do a self-examination, yes, but you also have a big, I would say everybody has a big honking pause button right in the middle of their forehead. They
absolutely
know it. Because human beings are different from other mammals in that we do have the ability to pause between the stimulus, what somebody says or does, and our response to it. And in that pause, we get to choose our behavior. So once we're aware of the fact that we can choose, we push pause and say, okay, what's the outcome I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to create here. And what behaviors are going to get me the outcome? That's really allows you to think your way through it.
Now, real quick, I just wanted to go back to, you know, mother-in-laws, because I've got several friends who do not get along with their mother-in-laws in this kind of situation. I mean, what if there's nothing else to do? Do you just kind of accept the fact that your mother-in-law is going to be difficult and that's just what you do?
Well, I think there are a lot of ways that you can have conversations with your mother-in-law or with anybody else, but we have to discover what those ways are and then make a commitment to work our way through them. You know, granting grace, offering forgiveness, those are some real good tools to have in our little bag.
You have to rise above it.
You do.
You really do, and it's not always comfortable, and it's not very easy to do in a lot of cases.
Well, a lot of times it's having that difficult conversation that people don't want to have, and they don't want to have it because they don't have the skills to do it. So if they get the skills, then it's amazing what you can work your way through. But, boy, you have to be committed to some kind of respectful relationship and mutual purpose.
Final question, just so some of us here that took your little quiz don't feel so odd. Quiet, Aaron.
I didn't say anything, Rod.
Well, I heard a little giggling.
Well, there's more. There are probably more people that fall into that category than not, don't you think, into the PIG category?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right, well, how can we get your book? What is the name of your book?
PIG at some time.
Okay. What is the name of your book, Marianne?
It's called You Can Teach a Pig to Sing, subtitled Create Great Relationships with Anybody, Even Impossible People.
All right, where do we find it?
Well, it's not out yet. It's coming out this fall.
Excellent. So we got a precursor to what we can expect.
Yes. When it comes out, I'll send you a copy.
Okay. And you have a website too, Mary Jane, right?
Yes, I do. I have MaryJaneMapes.com. I also have another company that's the consulting and coaching of our business, the Aligned Leader Institute.
Sounds great. Mary Jane, a pleasure speaking with you this morning. It was fun.
Thank you. It was fun for me too.
All right. Thanks for getting up. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right.